Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Bears rookie minicamp is underway at Hollis Hall. We are already getting in fresh audio. Without further ado, let's listen to Ben Johnson. It is brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
All right. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
How are you? And gals. Man, it's nice to be out there on the grass. It was, we call it rookie orientation, but I was just telling Aaron on our way on over here, it's a coach orientation for us this year too. It's our first time as a coaching staff to really have a practice format like that. And, it was fun to see them get after it and get to work a little bit. So we got a long ways to go, but, really happy with how the guys went out there and competed and learned today, and, look forward to seeing the progression there over the course of the weekend. So I'll open it up from there.
You take a longer look at Trapillo. First and foremost, what do you like about him now that you see him on the grass for the first time, and what do you see him having the potential to do for you?
Yeah, it's still early to make too many assessments on that, but he's exactly what we thought he was going to be. He's super smart. Had a meeting last night with him, meeting this morning with him, and he's able to apply those concepts right to the field immediately. So he's very advanced in that regard. Technique, fundamentals, he takes those seriously. Something we talked about this morning as a team, just transferring the little things that Coach Roshar, Coach Devan are talking about in that meeting room and being able to apply them immediately. It's really impressive for a young guy.
I realize that a rookie minicamp practice isn't the same as what you're going to be doing during training camp or even during the veteran minicamps. But, you know, as you were an assistant coach and developing what you wanted to be like as a head coach, what did you want your practices to be like? What are the kind of main ideals in things you want to get done?
Yeah,
Johnson practice.
Well, it's nothing out of the ordinary. We spent the last night and this morning installing new concepts for these guys, and now it's their opportunity to go out and execute them at a high level. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. I think I've been pretty open and honest about that since I came into the building here, that we encourage that. We need that. That's how we grow. And so those mistakes are going to happen, and we'll make the corrections here this afternoon, and then we'll have our walkthrough to clean all that up. So that's really a progression. It's nothing crazy or revolutionary. In terms of the flow, it's a balancing act with the rookies here right now, because some are a little bit more in shape than others. So we want to be smart with how we're taking care of their bodies, and we're not pushing them too hard and have the soft tissue things pop up already. So the tempo of practice right now might be a little bit slower than what it will be in the future, but something we'd like to work on.
As a former tight ends coach, what are the challenges in a rookie and helping get him ready he's got the sort of huge umbrella of responsibilities both in the run game and pass game?
Yeah, it's a matter of meeting, watching the tape, walking through, particularly a guy like Colston right now that, you know, a little dinged up still. And so we're rehabbing them. And then that's a priority for us, is getting them back healthy, because the sooner he gets healthy, then we get the full speed reps. And that's where it really all comes together. So it's more mental, and we're going to take full opportunity of the time we have with them over the next, call it 6 weeks, in terms of getting them up to speed with not only what the veterans know mentally, but how much can we walk through with them on the side to speed up the learning process.
Is there anything size-wise that you guys, body-wise, that you guys have set for him to try to target between now and training camp?
We've got a little bit of time to figure that out. We've been doing that with the veterans since they came back a few weeks ago, and still finalizing exactly weight range and exactly what we're looking like body composition-wise, goals to set for them to come back to training camp. We're not there yet, but it's good to have eyes on Ozzie now.
Can you give me general of what you're looking for from him?
You want specific numbers?
No, general. Specifically general.
Yeah.
Specifically general.
Yep.
You want him bigger, thinner? Like what?
We're good right now. Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Okay. Yep. How would you describe, Kevin, your mentality on the field and the way that you coach as a head coach working through these practices?
Varies. It varies based on what we're seeing. So a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
Did today feel more difficult to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach being bagged?
I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
Apart from the drafted players, you know, you've got the rookies, undrafted free agents. How does one of those players go from long shot to maybe has a shot to might actually make the team?
Yeah, anytime you get the opportunity to be in a building, just like now, you're always being evaluated. So it doesn't matter if you were a draft pick, if you were undrafted signee, if you're a tryout guy this weekend, we're taking everything into account. So whatever it takes to they earned one opportunity. We talked last night about now you got to earn your next opportunity. And so the door is wide open for that.
Super important question. Has there been a conversation a lot in the last 24 hours about whether the Pope's a Bears fan or not?
I've heard rumblings, but that hasn't been discussed too much firsthand, so that's good.
How do you feel about the options you have at strong side linebacker, like overall, not this weekend, but taking a look at it? Is that guy in the building right now? Are you confident in that?
We'll find out. We certainly have an open competition. We feel really good, obviously, about TJ and Tremaine and what they've done over the course, not just last year, but the last few years in this league. Really comfortable there. But that third spot, it's up for grabs. And so we do have a prototype. DA's got a prototype for what that Sam would look like. We're more concerned, let's find our third best linebacker and we'll figure it out from there. We got a lot of scenarios going on in our heads right now of what that could be, but we won't know for sure until we get the pads on. Obviously, Noah Sewell's been in the building, and he's shown a lot of good things over the last few weeks. And we've got a good mix of other guys in that room as well.
A couple more. As you try to figure out the left tackle position, big picture, what do you hope happens over the next 6 weeks here as you try to get a feel for who fits where and who's the ideal?
Yeah, we're not earning jobs here this springtime. What I would like to see offensively, it's not just for the O-line, but we're still trying to comprehend this system. There's a lot. We've taught a big picture view really over the last few weeks. We haven't even formally installed a specific play in a formation all at once yet. We'll do that once we get to OTAs. So there's a lot that's going on in everyone's head right now. We've been focused, particularly in that room, about our fundamentals. What does a triple look like when we're working with a tight end? What's it going to look like on a dry block? When we're pulling, what do we want that to look like? And so that's been our focus. I really don't want to get too much into depth of what that personnel is going to look like. We just simply don't know. We'll find that out when we get pads on. You can't climb the depth chart in the springtime, particularly on O-line and D-line, if we don't have the pads on.
Thank
After seeing Luther Burden fall, or I'm sorry, after seeing Luther Burden on the field today, are you at all surprised that he fell to you in the second round where he did?
I'm not surprised by anything in the draft anymore. I was very excited when he slid to us, but nothing that happened today would make me feel any different. I thought he did a great job. It's a good start.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That was head coach Ben Johnson, and it was brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I feel like in the last minute and 30 of that, Mark Grody, he said more about how they run practice than I've heard in years. How did you feel?
Well, I mean, it sounded like this is the way they're running practice now, but he said it's a slower pace right now because they don't want to deal with any of the soft tissue stuff, which I think is really smart. I don't remember the last time, and I don't know if this is something to read into or not, that Noah Sewell got a mention, the Bears linebacker who has been like a special teams guy. So I don't know if that's like guys on the roster that maybe didn't play as big of a part, maybe resurrected to some degree. So I don't know if that's what he meant by that, but I did think that was very interesting.
No, I agree with you. And at one point, I thought he said your pillow and not tripillow.
What about my pillow?
Yeah, that too. I remember when that was big back in the early times of me arriving here.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciated that. I appreciated what he had to say about how they're constructing practice. That was at the beginning.
Yeah.
When he talked about walkthroughs to cement everything. When you hear Ben Johnson talk about that particular order of how they practice, where there's an initial practice, clearly there's a break, he's talking to the media, they're going to do something else in the afternoon and a walkthrough. Does that stand out to you as being any different from what you've heard before at this time of year?
Yeah, probably. Like the there's so much stuff that we don't get to see out there when we're not there, even when we're coming in to Halas Hall. There's walkthroughs going on that you can kind of see in the distance. So maybe in this case, Ben Johnson was just being more transparent about it. I'm not going to sit here and say that Matt Eberflus didn't do that or Matt Nagy or any of the predecessors. I'm not really sure on that. I did love hearing, and I noticed this too, talking about Ozzie Tripillo. In the two times that I've been part of his press conferences, he is like, you could tell, and honestly, most offensive linemen are very smart individuals. They really are. I mean, they tend to be brainy. Tripillo really comes across that way. Anxious to learn. He's like the guy sitting in the front of the class, raising his hand, wanting to participate, wanting to know stuff. He has that eagerness about him. So what Ben Johnson said, that definitely matches up with my notes about Tripillo. And he said, hey, the fundamentals look good, that he looks good, and again, this is not everything. And Weider made a great point with us earlier, because I've been worried about the idea of him just going at left tackle. They did it with a fifth rounder in Braxton Jones. This is a second rounder from whom more should be expected. So just looking more and more forward to Ozzie Tripillo. And shout out, Layla.
It's actually Zapillo.
Oh, yeah, it is Zapillo. Yes, yes, you're right. Chris Emma did tell us that. Really quick, last thing. We can't not mention. Shout out to Patrick Finley. He asked the Pope question. Is the Pope a Bears fan? And all Ben Johnson said was there are rumblings of
We've
it.
We've heard rumblings.
We've heard. He didn't run with the Pope thing. So, you know, hey, that's all right. He's serious out there. This is his first post-semi-practice press conference, so he's all Bears.
What if he's a Packers fan?
Oh, man. Could you imagine? Yeah, because you know what? Maybe that's it. There's been no reporting, nothing about him potentially being a Bears fan. My goodness, Layla, how dare you put that out there?
I did not put it out there. I am thinking about things.
Great text, too. Sewell is likely getting a look because Ben loves his brother, Penny Sewell.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a great point.
That's a very good point. But also, the Bears probably love his brother. Who doesn't love that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, dude tried to throw a pass against the Bears last year. Bears broke it up, by the way.
You're in mid-season form.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.